This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough
is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Yeah, so it's hour number two, off and running, still taking your calls, 888-340-3373. I know that some of you still have thoughts and opinions about whether or not this video that has now surfaced of Hillary, of all things, chastising State Department employees about not complying with internet standards set up by the State Department for the cybersecurity of the State Department. Pretty funny. Pretty hilarious. I'd be interested to see what my next guest has to say. She's certainly no fan of one Hillary Clinton. It is the New York Post, talented columnist. She also writes periodically for Time Magazine and Heat Street as well. Carol Markowitz, welcome back to the Ladies Lounge here on Radio Night Live. Glad to have you.
So good to be here. Thank you.
When you were last with us, it was well in the primary. I forget exactly what stage everything was at, but we're 17 days.
When there was hope.
Say, well, yeah, exactly. Well, we're 17 days away now, and it's all the debates have been had. There's really nothing left. I look at the election cycle in kind of three different cycles. You've got the pregame, which is like the 2 years out. Then you've got the primary, which is self-defined. And then you have that section in the summer that leads up to the debate season. And then you've got the debates. And now is what I call the TV vomit season. I mean, it's just we will get 55 ads every night, just one after the other,
pounding each
other back and forth. This is my least favorite of the entire process. The time between now and election.
Who did we write a letter to shorten the season? I mean, who gets that letter of complaint from us?
Yeah, didn't John McCain try to get rid of all campaigning with McCain-Feingold? I'm not sure. But anyway, well, Carol,
really well.
For people that know her, she's also worked on campaigns with different people in the past, in not just locally here in New York. And if you read her in the Post, you should read her because no matter where you're reading her from, you could be in California, and what she's writing about really, really, really applies to everyday life. And I was so taken, Carol, by your most recent column because this is one of those things, and this is creepy, because you and I are friends, and sometimes it's like you're reading my mind. It's like, how does she know that I'm really curious about what people think about this?
I love that.
But the whole, like, dumbing down to the general election population has mm-hmm. been something that all politicians have engaged in.
Right.
And you wrote about it. What is this poorness ploy? First, define what you're talking about.
So, you know, Hillary Clinton has now started talking about how poor she was when she was a kid and how her childhood, when compared to Donald Trump's childhood, has really informed her, you know, politically and how it's helped her be different from Trump along the way. And, I mean, come on. You know, she grew up in a very cushy Chicago suburb, and to believe that she was anything but comfortable in her life is ridiculous. And the thing is that poor people really don't talk in the way that she talks. And poor people who have ever been poor don't speak in the language as she speaks about it. When, you know, I grew up in kind of my parents were immigrants here when I was a child, and I had a tough, you know, upbringing. Like, McDonald's to me was something that we had on very special occasions.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the cheap, you know, fast food that you know, think it might be. And whenever I talk about that, my mom is like, shh, don't talk about that. You know, nobody wants to hear about how you were poor. Talk about how you're doing well now. And that's the poor person mentality. Nobody wants to identify as poor, and nobody wants to think of themselves as poor. And for Hillary to pretend that she ever shared that kind of struggle is just ridiculous. And it's unfortunate that candidates feel like they have to go there.
Yeah, I was about to say, in all fairness, I mean, there's plenty that I've picked on Hillary for in this election. Mm-hmm. This isn't unique to her by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. I mean, and Donald Trump stresses that his father only gave him $1 million. You know, no, he didn't give me $10 million, he gave me $1 million. So everybody tries to have the up-and-coming story, but I wish people would just say, like, my parents were already living the American dream when I was born. Because if that's your truth, why sugarcoat it? Why make it a struggle for yourself?
Well, okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is one of the odd things that goes through my brain about politics. And I understand what they are doing. There is a certain degree of a divide and conquer and demographic politics that people want to play. And so if you can play, you know, I relate most to the poor people card,
right,
better than anybody
mm-hmm.
else, there's this thought that yeah. you're going to win the election. But Obama did not grow up in particularly poor circumstances, even
right.
though he was
right.
raised by a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he played the card. In fact, he and Michelle both, you know, complained about their child. She was very middle class.
Yeah.
You know, both of her parents worked, but she lived in a nice neighborhood, and she did quite well. And then they
yeah.
went to Ivy League schools, and they got mm-hmm. education.
and again, you know, I mean, the truth is that Trump is resonating with a working class voter, and here's a billionaire being able to do that. So
yeah.
why do they have to pretend to be poor?
And well,
they,
and that,
you know,
yeah, no, there's
yeah,
that, that's the theory. Yes,
right.
Because and it, this is so interesting that you brought this up, because I know some stuff behind the scenes that I'm not supposed to know, but I think that I have permission to tell this. Someone who is in position to have known, has worked with Trump for a long time, and he mm-hmm. does research on everything that if he's going to go buy, like a piece of land to build a building, he wants to know everything that was on that land before. He wants to know the owners of the land, wants to know the history of the ownership.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know everything about it. After he's had a building in place for a while, he wants to know, is that building successful? If it's working, is that business working? Well, you know, so he's constantly taking measurement of what's working and what's not. So a few years ago, this was before the downfall of Atlantic City, but he's got casinos all over the world. It's not just in Atlantic
mm-hmm.
City. They conducted this kind of internal probe of the marketplace and what separated Trump casinos from the other casinos for the people that went to Trump casinos. So it was a small demographic. He wanted to know why his customers came to him. And in particular, what was very interesting about it was African Americans and Latinos overwhelmingly preferred his casino to the other casinos, like 3-1, 5-1, 7-1 in some
mm-hmm.
instances. And they're
and
like,
why was that?
Well, they're trying to figure out, so what is this? So they dig deeper into the research, and the deeper mm-hmm. they get, it kind of has to do with the bling. Like,
right, well,
the
Kanye West.
The Latinos and the African Americans.
Sold to rock that gold, you know?
Yeah. Well, they saw him as successful, and they thought, well, I want to be identified with the guy who's successful. And so instead of going to the other casino, they wanted to go where the Trump guy was. And
you know, I remember that from when I first started going to Atlantic City. And I'm a poker player, so but I started going in my early 20s, and all the Russian Americans, like all the people that came here from the Soviet Union and grew up here, they all gravitated toward the Trump hotels. So I think his brand, I don't know if it still is the same way, but it used to absolutely stand for decadence and opulence and all these things that people want in their casino hotel brand.
Well, and the way that that's being, and so fast forward to the presidential election, he's had kind of this inexplicable kind of confidence that he was going to appeal to certain demographics in
right.
fairly okay ways. I think part of it is he knows the research, and he knows that it's not necessary to pander to African Americans or to Latinos, because in large measure they want what everybody else wants. They want the American
sure.
dream. They want their kids to go to school. They want to have a better life. And so,
but you know, I would take a Trump, like if they had a gambling station at a Trump hotel, that he's not going to get their vote, because even though he's in,
sure.
you know, not pandering to them, I feel like his message has been all wrong to them, and it's definitely going to hurt him.
I think in some instances you're right, though. I think I've seen him do things that I was like, why haven't Republicans done that many,
yeah.
many years
oh,
before now? Like when he
absolutely.
Made that trip to Detroit to announce his economic plan and went to the black church to say, hey, you know, it's the government's not the solution to this. We've actually got to get private people working in private sectors, and we got to bring jobs and get production and all the rest of that going. Anyway, so it's interesting, going back to your column, which I highly recommend people, go to the New York Post, NYPost.com, and read Carol's column. But the poorness ploy, and the way that the I just wish more politicians would come out and say, you know what? I'm really good at what I do, and I've really managed my money really well.
Absolutely. Or my parents were.
And if I'm elected to your mayor or governor or president's office, mm-hmm. I'm going to run your money like that, too. We're going to make sure that we do this.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
I think it would be a great, great cause. Well, Carol writes about a number of things besides just politics, and so when we take our break here in a second, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about motherhood, of all things. She wrote a piece for a website called Heat Street, and this is another very interesting topic by a great thinker and someone that I actually consider a very good friend, Carol Markowitz. You want to read her, and if you want to follow her on Twitter, she has the coolest handle on Twitter. Somehow she scored the @KAROL address. Did you have to pay people off to get that, Carol?
No.
Anyway, coming right back, live from New York. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York, and so glad to have back in the ladies' lounge tonight Carol Markowitz, who has not been with us here on Saturday nights in quite some time. And part of what I miss when she's not here is really kind of diverting from the political insanity of the day, because she writes about so many different things that she has such good knowledge of. She mentioned that she's a poker player. I would totally trust her if she told you to double down at some point. She's just that good. Carol, again, thanks for staying with us tonight. Over on the other site that you write a lot for, mm-hmm. Heat Street, you recently authored a piece that had to do with the comparison of young motherhood and old motherhood, or late motherhood and early motherhood, or something. I forget how you put it. But what was the impetus to write that column?
So there was a column in the Wall Street Journal about an older mother saying how it's so much better to be an older mother because you have all these experiences and you really know, you know, you want this child so much and all of these things. And, you know, by a lot of accounts, I was an older mother. I had a child at 32, 35, 38. And that's, you know, for New York, it's, you know, babies having babies. But for everywhere else in the country, it's of advanced age. And so in a lot of ways, I'm an older mother and I should, you know, really associate myself with that point of view. But the truth is I had kids later because I got together with my husband later, and because if I had had kids earlier, it would have been with the wrong person and et cetera, that type of thing. Not because I think that older motherhood is better. In fact, I think it's much harder, much worse in so many ways. I think if we had more time, we might have a fourth child, but because I'm 39 now, I think that, you know, ship has sailed. And again, in New York, it's like, what? You can have a child when you're 47.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, to what degree does the medical influence weigh on that decision?
If it's so hard. I've been very blessed, like as Russian Jews say, they spit and they knock wood. I've been blessed to get pregnant every time I wanted to. But it's not even about that. It's exhausting. Kids are tiring. And not only from the woman's perspective, but my husband always says, you know, having kids, the young man's game, you know. It's not just the woman.
Brother, he doesn't begin to know. Because I think I'm older than your husband, am I?
He's 41.
Yeah, I'm 46, so I'm right
that,
there.
You know, I feel like that's right there, you know.
Yeah.
It's the same.
But no, I've echoed that same sentiment many mornings.
Cause it's hard.
All three of ours are six and under in the house right now.
Same here, right. So we have a six-year-old, a three-year-old, and a 10-month-old.
Yeah.
And, you know, the 10-month-old is exhausting, and he's getting into everything, and he's a danger to himself, and he's trying to climb stairs. And, you know, I wish I was 25. I understand the whole, you know, people who are 25, including myself at the time, say things like, oh, I just want to live my life, and, you know, I want to do things, I want to see things. But the truth is, you never don't want to do things and see things. You always want to do things and see things. You always want to be living your life. So the fact is that, like, if I had the choice about it, and my husband and I were friends for a decade before we got together, before we saw each other in that way, and I wish we had seen each other in that way earlier, because, you know, we would have gotten together.
So let me
earlier.
Ask you a question.
We're teenagers
then.
Right now.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. So if you had quote seen each other in that way, would you, in all likelihood, have started having kids up to a decade earlier?
Yeah, we were, as soon as we got together, again, we were best friends. We were like the real best friends, where I would set him up with other girls. And
wow.
As soon as we got together, we were the real deal. I feel like I always, you know, people are like, oh, are you Harry Met Sally? Like, no, we were Jerry and Elaine from Seinfeld. We were you know, we'd hang out every day.
I don't know of anybody that would admit that, but that's okay.
That's our story, you know. And so we were real best friends. And Sure. If we had gotten together earlier, we would have teenagers right now, and they would be ready to go to college, and we would, you know, be living our lives the way the 25-year-olds think they are.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the interesting thing that corresponds to this, frequently I'll have Ashley Papa join me. She writes about relationships for Fox News, and she's written a lot about the kind of the extension of adolescence and why you know, at least from the male perspective, a lot of times why marriage and family is often put off, but it doesn't have anything to do with being noble or, you know, whatever. They just totally want to be an adolescent for another 10 to 15 years if they can get away with it.
I get that, but in the fact is that when I met my husband, when we were, you know, just friends in our 20s, he was the one who wanted to meet his wife. He just hadn't met her, and I was the one who was like, I don't know, I guess I want to meet, you know, maybe I want to get married. You know, so I feel like I don't want to put all the blame on men for this, because there's certainly enough women like me walking around who didn't know what they wanted until they were 30, and you know, and some men really do know what they want at 22. And at 22, my husband wanted a wife, and I just wasn't.
But isn't that interesting?
I had no idea.
Isn't that interesting? Because you were living the feminist dream, you know, single, New York, do what I want, whatever. I'm not going to get married. Are you kidding?
No,
I'm a writer.
No,
I got Carrie Bradshaw, but
you
had life by the toe, shoes, whatever. And all of a sudden, 30, like, bang, wait a minute. I guess I really do want this stuff.
No. You know, my shoes got better when I turned 30, too, so.
But it's true. Even women that do think, you know, I don't think I'll ever want that. There is a flip. You're not the first one that I've heard that from that gets flipped. I guess I do want a family.
It wasn't my age. It was falling in love with the right person. It really was. And had I seen him, and him too. We have a great story. But had we seen each other in the right light when we were 25. We would have been married for much longer at this point. And again, you know, getting married at 31, is that really like over the hill at this point? I feel like in New York, I got married young.
Yeah. No, in this culture, sure, certainly it is. But I know that doctors have this big deal. My bride's doctor was on our third, and she was younger than you, but she was like, you know, are you sure? And
really?
I think on this last visit that she had to the doctor, she said, you're not thinking about another one, are you? And we both said, that ship has definitely sailed. So, yeah.
Come on, make the announcement on Saturday.
No. We're just thankful. But three, yeah. I mean, and going, the difference in getting the one and then the two and then the two to the three, the two to the three to me was the most devastatingly exhausting period. Because
for me, it was one to two.
Just going to one, that was fine. One to two, you're still in man-to-man most of the time. And I do a lot of work from home, so there's an extra set of hands more often than not. Two to three, where when I'm not there, she's totally outnumbered, one on three all the time. That's just insane. And I
know we're not supposed to identify gender differences, but my first one was a girl, and she is the greatest help ever. She just takes care of her two little brothers as if she's like a little mom. And
well, there you
she's
go.
Only six, but like she is... You know, she's my little helper. And
motherhood.
I know there's no gender differences.
Early motherhood might not be the bad thing that some people think it is what you're, long
no,
story
if you,
short.
If you can do it, do it.
All right. Carol, always fun to talk with you. Thanks for having us back. And make sure you follow her on Twitter. It's at K-A-R-O-L. And then you can also read her at the New York Post and at Heat Street and at Time Magazine. Her website, alarmingnews.com as well. Kevin McCullough coming right back, taking more of your calls. A lot of you want to weigh in on the top story of the night. We'll get to it.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
All right, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us live from New York every Saturday night, 888-340-3373. Earlier at the top of the show, we were talking about the top story going into today's news cycle, which was, should have been, on every news channel, that a Hillary Clinton video has emerged in which she is on tape chastising State Department employees and telling them, don't set up private emails, don't do state business on personal emails, people are trying to cyber attack us, and so forth. In fact, I'll play, the audio's a little bit hard to hear. If you're watching by way of Biz TV, you can read the subtitles that they've got on there, but I think there's enough of the audio that comes through that you can still get a pretty good idea of what she says. Nick, roll that again one more time.
Well, and we have, I think it's the responsibility
employee culture and we are but the department employees, we have a special duty to guard ourselves and our sensitive information.
All right, so that's enough. As State Department employees, we have a special responsibility, she says. Special duty. Special duty to guard our sensitive information. This was 1 year after she had installed her private server, her illegal private server, using a personal email to conduct all of her business on. But we as State Department employees have a special responsibility. We have a special duty to protect our sensitive information. 888-340-3373. Line Salvatore from Pennsylvania, watching us tonight on Biz TV. Hello, Salvatore.
Hello. Yes, Kevin. Hi. Good evening.
Good to have you. Thanks for calling. What's your thought?
Thank you for having me. Just thinking how so many people give so much for this country, and this is the choices we have. Yeah. I'm very, very upset. I got to be honest. I can't believe Donald at all. Everything he says is like with, I don't know. He has so many stories. And Hillary, I didn't want another Clinton. I didn't want another Bush. I wanted some fresh stuff and real change. But Donald's not going to give it to us. I'm sorry. He's with Donald.
Well, why don't you think Donald's going to give it to you?
What is he going to give it?
No, why do you think, hold on, why do you think he wouldn't give it to you? He's the most disruptive person that's run for office in my lifetime.
Disruptive?
Yeah, as in shaking it up, as in burning it to the ground and starting over again. Huh?
Yes, we are a great country. And he's Democratic everybody and everything. With no regard to sense. I'm sorry, he just doesn't have any regard to sense.
Okay, thanks, Salvatore. Appreciate the call. Here's the thing about that, and I don't understand that argument from people like Salvatore, because this is a guy that is not a politician. He has never done anything the way a politician does it, and he has an actual track record of amazing success. I mean, I don't know what his personal wealth is. They say it's $10 billion, but all you have to do is drive down the west side of Manhattan on the West Side Highway, and you'll run across eight of the most gorgeous buildings that you've ever seen that all have his name on them. That didn't just happen by mistake. Like, this guy has dedicated himself to projects and to seeing things through. And if you want something that's going to be all starting all over again, which, you know, I was a big Ted Cruz guy in the primary. I wanted somebody from the outside, someone that was going to kind of like shake things up, but I wanted somebody that was a constitutionalist. I didn't get that. My guy didn't win. But hell will freeze over before I ever give a single iota of trust to Hillary Clinton on anything. And only fools would do the same. Only fools would put any amount of trust in her. Her own employees couldn't trust what she was saying. Why? Because she was telling them to do stuff that she wasn't doing herself. You can't even trust her around kids. She took flu to her granddaughter. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines, Iowa. Hello, Frank.
Kevin, it ain't so, buddy. You mean Hillary can no longer blame ignorance? Colin Powell, I don't recall or I don't remember?
Evidently, she knew some rules somewhere about something because she was telling her staff to follow them.
I guess. I mean, the media ought to crucify her with that one. But
well, first they'd have to have the appearance of being even quasi-fair.
Yeah. Did you notice the little bit of brilliant strategy, though, when Trump suggested that he wouldn't concede an election before an election?
I was wishing you could hear my daily show on the day after that, Frank, because you live in Iowa and I'm here in New York. But I actually think that was the best Jedi mind moment of the entire campaign, because he basically said, I'm not letting you cheat your ways out of this. Thanks for the call, Frank. Coming right back from New York.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of
dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
1681.
So glad you're with us. So glad to have you here. It is Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we're taking your calls. The video is out now. The video that shows Hillary Clinton saying to her employees, and most of these are career people that work there. She's not just talking to like the handful of political appointees, but the guys that work there all the time that have been actually safeguarding, you know, intelligence information for a while. She's telling them, be careful with the cybersecurity because, you know, cyber threat something. I honestly don't think that the Clinton people are very smart. In all honesty, I think John Podesta, Donna Brazile, Huma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, these are really kind of idiots. They're not very wise with how they garner their information and keep it safeguarded. And when it comes to the technology end of things, I just think they are some of the biggest fools we've ever seen walk the planet. But they walk around going, well, if I just say that the Russians hacked it, then everybody will give me a pass. Well, no, we understand that emails have a digital footprint. It's called a header. It's hidden, but you can find it if you know how to look for it. I've actually gone into email headers and, like, put restraining orders against people that had threatened me as a public figure because they sent an email and they never thought I'd be able to figure out who they were. I pinpointed the house they lived in. So if you're actually kind of dumb, then you're going to act exactly the way their campaign is acting. And when she made that video, I'm guaranteeing you she had no idea about half the stuff she was saying. She was just reading the cue card. But she did say some very compelling things in it, like, we must comply with all of the rules and standards of procedures with the State Department. Meanwhile, she was breaking every one of them. She didn't have any security on her illegal server. She was using personal email to do state business and believed that it was all just hunky-dory to do it. Let's go back to the phones. Watching from the Bronx tonight, it's Mr. Gino. Hello, Gino.
Do as I say, not as I do. What a wonderful scheme we have here going. This lady, this Borg queen, wants to assimilate all of us. She is so corrupt that it doesn't matter what video you just saw. This is the first time I saw it today. I didn't see it at all because the scum in the left-wing media are never going to show this. They're never going to play it, and they're never going to put a negative comment on it because if it's anything involving Donald Trump and 10 women who could be lying through their teeth about sexual harassment, that'll get first page, first Bush news, and this video, along with the James O'Keefe video, and Veritas, where they actually admit to voter fraud and to dirty tricks, that doesn't see the light of day. I'm telling you, Kevin, we are screwed. We are screwed not just because it's a one-sided affair here, but because we have traitors and collaborators on our own side of the political spectrum. I had been holding out this whole time, trying to decide whether I'm going to vote for Darth Vader with the orange hair or the Borg Queen. Now I know my choice is made for me, because as much as I despise Donald Trump, I cannot stand liars, cheats, stealers, and corrupt individuals. Hillary Clinton must be stopped. This nonsense must be over. Otherwise, we as a people are finished. And conservatives, I'm telling you now, conservatives are going to get locked up. There is nothing that's going to stop her. There's nothing that's going to stop the scum in the left-wing media. There's nothing that's going to stop the Democrats from taking full and absolute power. We already have a one-party dictatorship because the scum in our side, the Republican establishment slime balls,
are
actually doing nothing to stop her.
Yeah.
So if we don't retaliate on November 8th, we are doomed. That means Democrats, as well as Republicans, have to stop this lady before she becomes an absolute tyrant, even worse than Obama. And I'm saying this even knowing that I don't want to vote for Donald Trump. One last time, I'll hold my nose and vote for the Republican, because this is intolerable. We cannot continue with this corruption for much longer and have ourselves a republic. We are a banana republic with the current banana in the White House destroying us, and she's no better. She's no worse. And God forbid Slick Willie gets back to his old tricks of turning the White House Oval Office into a bordello. Then I want to see whether the left-wing media will cover
it. No, of course they're not going to cover it, Gino. No, of course not. Thanks for the call. Great stuff. No, it's, you know what's interesting about that is that and I keep saying this, it's not just the one person that we're voting for. It's the 3,000 people that come with them. It's the bureaucrats that they appoint at every level of, and everybody around Hillary is just as crooked as she is. Podesta, Mills, Aberdeen, Brazil, they all cheat, they lie. They lie through their teeth. They get called on it on national television and they just lie some more. It's scary how easily they do it. They don't feel bad about it. The other side, very thoughtful. You got, you know, look, I've got a column coming out on Town Hall tomorrow, and I said, there's a moral case to be made. You may think Donald Trump's an immoral person, but I actually argue the morality of defeating Hillary, and there's a lot of morality behind it, one of which is all the extra people that come with them. It's Pence versus Kane. It's Ken Blackwell versus Cheryl Mills. It's a cabinet of competence as opposed to a cabinet of corruption. It's not just the president's office that you're voting for. It's everything else that comes with them. And Hillary is crooked. Everybody around her is crooked. It's just a gang of thugs. And Donald has picked actually really good judges, really good campaign people, really good vice president. I've never seen a Republican in my lifetime that's picked such robustly conservative people to put around him. And I know that he's, you know, there's a lot of positions yet to go. I'm just saying what I see so far, it's night and day. So there's a moral case to be made there. Let's go to line two. Chris is in Florida watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Chris.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. What's your thought?
All right. My comment is Hillary has been lying for almost 30 years, all the way back to that Whitewater scam in Arkansas, and she has got to be stopped. We can't have all the lies, the breaking of electronic devices, her private devices, so we can't find out what she's been communicating that she shouldn't be communicating. This woman needs to be stopped and stopped now. Donald Trump all the way. That's all I can say. We've got to do the right thing.
All right. You said it, Chris. Very good. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. Time for a few more of your calls. Dean called from PA, by the way, and he said that Salvatore didn't represent all of Pennsylvania. He said he travels all the time, about 1,500 miles per week, crisscrossing the state, and he says he sees Trump signs everywhere. Dean, I hope you're right, because if Trump wins Pennsylvania, Hillary's going to have a bad night. And I hope that he's able to pull that off. I think a lot of Rust Belt states are going to do better than what the polls are certainly saying right now. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York City.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
right, it's Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes here for tonight. But if you're on Biz TV and you missed the earlier part, hang on, because it'll go all over again right at the top of the hour. But glad to have you with us. So people love to say, you know, Kev, we appreciate your really hard-hitting views on the news and stuff, and I'm glad to tell you about that. But I've got to tell you just a second about kind of the joy of my life. From a very unique perspective. Quickly, I want to get to Mark in Idaho, though. Hi, Mark. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. What's your thought?
Well, what I believe is that we can't afford another Hillary Clinton like everybody else believes. She lost respect for me when her husband was president in the White House. And she lied about, you know, and accepted what he's done.
Sure.
And, you know, the way her husband is running the
foundation.
Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. No, Mark, yeah. I get it. Thank you for the call. It's one of those things where everywhere I go, you're in Idaho, the guy before you was in Florida, New York to San Diego. Everywhere I go, people are saying the same thing. How can we trust this woman? And I just don't think that we can. Please check out my new piece. It's at my website, thebingethinker.com, but it's the moral mandate to defeat Hillary. Now, Saturdays are kind of daddy days at the McCullough House. So this morning, because I had a 4-year-old boy and an almost 2-year-old girl in my room, I ended up looking like this. If you're watching on Biz TV, there was a stormtrooper's mask that was then topped with a pink Minnie Mouse set of ears that we got from our set to a trip to Disneyland this last year. So they wanted me to wear it, and so for the morning I was wearing this look all day long. Again, stormtrooper face with the Minnie Mouse pink Mickey Mouse ears on the top. When you're dad, you just don't have any pride. But then I thought, you know, this would make an interesting meme. So I added some stuff to the picture. You know what a meme is? So you remember the these are not the droids you're looking for? Well, okay, so this isn't the dad you're looking for. This is not how you expect dad to look, wearing his stormtrooper mask with the Minnie Mouse ears. But what else would you wear if you were forced to watch Beauty and the Beast this morning, right? The only way to watch Beauty and the Beast is to wear a stormtrooper mask with Minnie Mouse ears. It's obvious. It just speaks to the nature of what you're doing. Actually, it's moments like that that just make me really, really, really realize that I can't stop fighting this fight for our country. Can't let dishonest people take over every element of the government. And Trump was not my cup of tea from the very beginning, but he is far, far removed from where Hillary Clinton is in terms of compromised. So I'm hoping, friends, 17 days that you take this seriously. I'm hoping that in the next 17 days we see the nation make a decision and say we're not going to deal with the same establishment corruption that we've just dealt with for such a long time. And whatever happens, we'll be back next week to talk about it. Kevin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for spending it with us. We'll see you next time.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.